By King of Chavtas, Kenyan of Ohev Es HaMakom. The way to acquire Torah is through loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk in Parshas Yisro starts out Vishma Yisro. Rashi comments Mashmu Hashama Uba Kriyas Yamsuf Umilchemes Amalek. That Yisro specifically was driven to come to Klal Yisrael, to join Klal Yisrael, because you heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. However, a few psukim later, the Torah tells us, V'saper Moshe l'chasano, and Rashi comments, he comments that Moshe explained to Yisrael what happened to Alayam v'Shel Amalek. And the question is obvious. If the driving force behind Yisro's joining Klal Yisrael was Kriyas Yamsuf v'Melchemes Amalek, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to then elaborate, retell the story of Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek to Yisro? Wasn't that the whole reason that he came? And if you are medayik in the shoynus of Rashi, Rashi says, Limshoch es libo lekarvo letorah. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu was obligated to recount the story in its details in order, limshoch es libo, to attract Yisro to Torah, to draw him closer to Torah. Ramatisyo Solomon explains that it's not enough just to have an understanding of what occurred, but the emphasis on the pritei details, the specific details, to elaborate upon how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us was necessary in order to nimshoich es libo ulekarvo latorah. It's not enough just to have a general picture, but the details of the story, the drama, helps bring Yisro closer to Torah. If you look by Kabbalah's Torah itself, Moshe Rabbeinu was just paralleling that which Hashem did to us. The pasuk tells us, "Atem Reisim as the Sherasiz leMitzrayim veAseis Chem al Kanfei Nishorim veVias Chem Ilai." Very famous song. Hashem says, you saw what I did to Mitzrayim. I lifted you up on eagle's wings and I brought you to me, closer to me. And Rashi says, that Moshe is obligated to say this exact message to Klal Yisrael right before Matan Torah. Why is that necessary? They lived through it. They just experienced it. It's not a message they heard from their fathers and grandfathers. It's not old history. It's something that happened moments before. And Rav Matisyo explains, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing through Moshe Rabbeinu the chiba that he has, limshoch libo lekarvo letorah, to bring Klal Yisrael closer to Torah. The story, the appreciation that they have for how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, allows us in turn, draws us in turn to appreciate and to connect and desire to have that connection through Torah. In fact, if you look in the bracha, Birchas HaTorah every morning, Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosa alonu es ha'torah. We start off by saying, Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim. First, we premise our birchas ha'torah, not just jump in and do it, but realize, recognize, understand that we are the chosen people. We have that unique relationship, we have that unique significance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'memela v'nosa alonu es ha'torah, and that's what allows us to jump right in and get down and dirty. There's a Gemara that says the following. The Gemara in Adarim Samach Bezim Adalav Tanya La'at La'avot Hashem L'techa Lishmoa Bekolo L'dafka Bo. The Pasuk says, you should love Hashem listen to his voice and connect him. That a person shouldn't say, I'm going to learn in order that they call me a Chacham. Eshne Shikruni Rebbe. I'll learn Mishnayah so they should call me a Rebbe. Eshanin She'eye Zokin V'eshid B'yeshiva. I'll go over my learning in order that I should become the Rosh Yeshiva. Elo Lomad Me'av V'soyif HaKav V'lova. Rather, learn Torah out of your love, your appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kabbalah will eventually come. Shneimar Kishu Malat V'secha Kisva Maluach Libet. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik Oymer, Aseh Dvarim L'Shem Poyalot. Famous Gemara. Do the mitzvos for the purposes of your Creator. V'daber bohem l'shmam. However, when it comes to learning Torah, learn Torah l'shmam for the sake of the Torah itself. And then the Gemara continues, Ta'asim atar l'izgad bohem. Don't make the Torah a crown that should lift you up, that should make you become a person of importance. Ta'asim kardu l'yoyz oder bo. And don't make them into a shovel to dig with them. The Matasyo is medayik in the Gemara. There are three steps going on. The first step is somebody who's going to learn Torah. What's that motivating factor? What's going to get you up in the morning? What's going to get you going? Step number two is, how do you approach the Torah when you're actually involved in the learning itself? And step number three is, what happens after you finish learning? And you're going back to your dorm room, flying on cloud nine, feeling like $1 million. You just accomplished the greatest thing in the world, and you did. Says the Gemara of Zevah Brisa Lelamich Lo Yekavona Acheres Kasha Hu Lo Lech Lelmod Rak Lo Avos Hashem Shu Devekus Vodover Ach. When you're going to learn Torah, what's motivating me? What's getting me out of my bed? What's getting me focused? That's the Avas Hashem. My love for Hashem, my appreciation for the relationship that I have with Hashem, that gets me going. That's the kickstart. Achar Zeh, after this, Rabbi Lazar comes along to teach us, however, when you're learning Torah, when you're involved in it, when you've sat down with the Gemara in front of you, when you're breaking your head over Yesh Lemidas, Kasha oiskim betalmudo as ein mokum lemachshavish advekis. That's not when you're thinking about advekis. Rakli oshakua l'shem haTorah atzmo lohosif lekach u'pilpul. Understand the Gemara itself. Figure out what's going on. When you're involved in it, that's your focus. However, when you're leaving the Beis Medrash, when you're going back to your dorm room, and you feel like you're $1 million, the Gemara continues. It finishes off by saying, as the Moshe the Gemara, oh, Taharas Machshav Levi Shalama Torah, Sha'atase Atorah Liskatubahem. Don't become haughty through them. In other words, you should feel good about yourself. You accomplished something. You did a great job. But don't make them your source of gedula. Don't make them your source of kavod. Don't make them your source of, I'm better than you, I'm more important than you. Rather, that's what we mentioned before, the three steps. The motivating factor, what gets us going, is when we appreciate that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we have that Oyev Es HaMakom, that gets us going, that gets us moving, that kickstarts us. But that's only in order to get us driven to the Beis Medrash. When we sit down to learn, the focus is on the learning. When we sit down to learn, the focus is on Vashteta, what's written here, what can I add? What can I understand? Ad kanjit.